Welcome to the Breaker Podcast. My name's James Brooks, and in the next few minutes, we're going to see what you've got to look forward to on this week's edition of The Breaker. First, we're joined by our editor, Maren Lund. Hi, Maren.
Hi.
So what do we have to look forward to this week?
We've looked into a lot of different things. We looked into Roberto Di Matteo. He got sacked from Chelsea last week.
Oh, that's quite a controversial sacking, isn't it?
It absolutely is. We try to see what what Chelsea has been doing with their manager over the last couple of years. It's been a lot of them. So we've looked at some statistics on that. We've also looked at the situation in Gaza, which obviously is still very much in the news, I guess.
Yeah, obviously very active.
Yeah. And we have our food segment and we have travel tips, this time from Vietnam. So people should go there. We have a photo gallery from Berlin. We have looked at the NUS demonstration in London. That was last week.
Because that was quite a controversial kind of thing, wasn't it? Because NUS marches have sometimes before kind of ended up in violence and things. So it's quite controversial.
Yeah, they might not have the best reputation after what happened back in 2010. So we talked to Louise, the SUBU president here at Bournemouth. She went down there with a lot of other Bournemouth students. So we talked to her about what that was like.
Fantastic. Sounds like a good read.
It is. People should check it out.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For this week's Q&A, we spoke to Charlotte Fantelli, a local businesswoman and entrepreneur who last week won an Empowering Women Award for her work helping others after suffering from domestic abuse early on in her life. I began by asking Charlotte what her first taste of the business world was.
I suppose for me it started very young. I think as far back as I can remember, I was never one for playing or things that kind of didn't produce something. I was always creating something that, I always wanted to better myself. I also wanted to make something, whether that was artistically or business-wise. And I remember sort of when I was 9, 10, really starting to think about making money. And my sister, she went out to work, and perhaps that was a bit of an inspiration because I saw her coming home with nice clothes and being able to buy things. And, you know, I was just a kid. She was kind of 11 years older than me. So I remember kind of wanting a bit of that. And I started doing things like I made some friendship bracelets that she started selling at work. And I was making sort of 50p and a pound here and there. And I was doing odd jobs for the neighbours and car cleaning and stuff. And then I decided that I was going to put on a pet show in the local pub, in the pub garden. And I remember working out ways, not only did we sort of charge entry, I think it was like 50p a pet or something, but looking at other ways that I could maximise on the amount of money I could make from this pet show. And I remember buying some Tesco Value orange squash, and it was 50p or something for this whole bottle. And we could sell little glasses of it for like 30p each. So that was like a massive profit margin, and it really excited me. I don't think it was the maths that excited me so much, but just making something kind of from nothing, that's what really excited me. So both creatively and also obviously monetary.
Can you tell us about your difficulties growing up?
My mum, bless her, when I was three, she had what was termed then as a nervous breakdown. It's obviously, I've come to learn more about it later, and it was, she suffered from anxiety disorders, and back in the 80s, they used to just stick you on tranquilizers, and sadly, she became addicted to tranquilizers, and she became very, very ill. So from the age of sort of three through till the time I was sort of 10 or 11, she was pretty much housebound. She did manage to get out a little bit during that time. But, she was pretty much housebound and very reliant on the drugs. It was a very troubled time for her. My dad had left when I was very young. It was a troubled time for all of us, really. But what she also gave me was the kind of spirit, fighting spirit, because she never gave up. She got herself off the drugs herself. She, as I say, she started a little business from the garage because as she couldn't go out, she did something from home. And I think you know, those sort of trials and tribulations kind of gave me a head start in a way, because I knew I could survive hardship, and I also kind of, you know, it impacted on my fighting spirit. I mean, when I was then sort of 10, 11, 12, and my mum was coming out of the agoraphobia, she met a man who was very, very violent, alcoholic, and then sort of that impacted upon my teenage years.
How does it feel to be a female businesswoman in quite a male-dominated kind of profession?
That's a very hard question. I'm going to be completely honest, and I think a lot of women might dislike me for the comment I'm about to make, but I have found being in business and being a woman incredible, and I found actually I have got a lot further than perhaps I would have done if I was a man. I haven't been afraid to use my femininity and my differences from being a man. I've never competed with a man. I'm different. I have different talents. I have different skills that I can bring to the table. And I embrace that very much. And I think some women go into business and feel they have to compete in a male-dominated world, whereas I've gone in very much with I can complement and work with, and I enjoy working with men very, very much. And I find that actually there isn't that kind of competition. It's, you know, very much if you can gel with the people you're working with, you bring something unique to the table as a woman. And I find it very, very beneficial.
Lastly, what does it mean to you winning this Empowering Women of the Year award?
It's the Empowering Women of the Year award means a lot to me, both personally and professionally. Last year, I was lucky enough to be awarded one of the top five young female entrepreneurs with the Women of the Future Awards, and that was wonderful, and that was really, really lovely. But what is ultra special about the Empowering Women of the Year Award is the fact that it really recognises people who are doing good work in the field of domestic violence, abuse, and mental health, which I have an absolute passion for. So not only is it my business and what I'm doing in the business world that's being recognised, it's also kind of what I was saying earlier, that sense of it is all coming to fruition, and those things that I went through, they don't define me, but they're a part of what I went through, and the recognition of you know, sort of helping other people who are in a similar situation is a really, really sort of heartfelt achievement for me.
Cool, that's amazing. Thank you very much for your time, Charlotte.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Breaker Podcast. For more information, head to www.thebreaker.co.uk.